Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. As you know, we've broken format this year. We have a bunch of folks running for the opportunity to represent Iowa in the 3rd Congressional District. And usually we don't do politics on the Business News Hour, but we've changed that up this year. And we're going to be covering each one of the candidates and giving them the opportunity to come in and introduce themselves, talk a little bit about policy and opportunities about what they see and why they're running for Congress here in the 3rd District. 3rd District, by the way, comprises 16 counties in central, south, central, and western Iowa. With us in studio is Heather Ryan, and I've had the pleasure of knowing Heather for a long time. Lots of different things that we've worked on together, and it's great to have her here. And this is your first time, isn't it?
No.
Were you here before?
I was here for my small business. Yeah, you featured my awesome small business on
the
show.
There you go. You know, we've done so much. About 2,000 long-term business interviews here. You know?
Wow. So, yeah, but the most important one was mine.
I should remember this, right? So you are one of 7 individuals vying for the opportunity to replace David Young in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. Many would suspect, just given by your Twitter handle, that you are loud and liberal. That is your Twitter handle,
that
right?
That is my Twitter handle, and it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I would say so. Tell us about Heather Ryan. Who are you? Where are you from? And why are you doing this?
Originally from Des Moines, Iowa, veteran in the United States Navy. And I came back to Iowa and went to Drake University.
What did you do in the Navy?
I was originally an aviation mechanic, so I worked on helicopters. There was no room for advancement for women because we weren't allowed on aircraft carriers at the time.
Oh, sure.
So I cross-rated over to yeoman. So throughout the Persian Gulf War, I typed. So really,
is that what a yeoman does?
Yeah, yeah. It's administrative.
Okay.
So after that, I came back to Des Moines, went to Drake, moved to D.C., worked for Navy. Ral was on reality TV for about 10 years and traveled the world on really goofy reality TV shows and came back to Iowa and said, you know what? Now's the time. If ever there was a time to run for office, it's right now. So that's very, very fast story of my life.
All right. Well, we're going to back up just a little bit here on this. You did run for office at one other point, didn't you, in another state?
In Kentucky,
yeah.
Yes.
And that goes back several years ago.
Yeah, 2008.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this isn't necessarily a first foray into this, but it
right.
is a foray just the same.
Well, I've been involved in politics since 1983.
Right.
So this is all I've ever wanted to do. I'm a policy wonk. I love politics.
Yeah. I would suspect, just knowing you and knowing what you've done in the past relative to your business, which is very interesting business, by the way. And Glamour Girls Dress Up Parties. That's right.
Yes.
And we've been to your facility before and loads of fun. You're perhaps one of the more unconventional candidates that are running.
That's fair.
Would that be accurate?
That is very fair. Yes, I would not say I'm your traditional candidate.
Yeah. What makes you a little bit different, Heather?
Besides having really the most awesome hair of any politician in the history of politics, I am liberal, and I don't mind saying it. I am far left of center, slightly left of Jesus. I believe that when you do right by the people, then all the people benefit. And so I'm not afraid to say I'm liberal, and I'm not ashamed of that. And also, I'm not ashamed or afraid to say exactly what my truth is. So a lot of people play politics, and they do wordsmithing and spin doctoring, and generally it's just not me. That's mm-hmm. not me. If I have a problem with somebody or if I have a problem with a policy, usually I think that being direct and honest is the best policy.
Your announcement into this was one of the more unconventional announcements. You're a heavy utilization person of video, of YouTube.
Right. I own a small production company.
Right.
So we don't have any production cost really to speak of. So my original foray got just tons of press. And I think 37,000 people have watched already.
It's, yeah, it was really good. I mean, it was really unique and different, mm-hmm. something that you don't see all the time. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links to Heather's website where you can see her latest rendition, a Valley Girl piece. I thought that was really kind of interesting.
Right.
I mean, this is all, and I have the feeling, you know, you're serious about this. I get it. You are. But you're having fun with this at the same time.
I think this is the campaign everybody wants to run, but they're too afraid to do it. And I do believe that people are bored to tears by traditional politics. So if I don't come to them in a way that they want to listen, then I'll lose them like every other politician does. And why not have fun with it? You know, if you've got a good sense of humor, then I think half the battle's already won. So
what was the toughest thing about making up your mind to run?
Once David Young flip-flopped and voted against the Affordable Care Act with no replacement, it's exactly the opposite of what he said he was going to do. That was my final straw. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never been a fan of his to begin with because he's not your best friend, although he likes to pretend like he is. And that, I think, is dishonest. And we don't need that. But that one thing was the last straw for me. I really believe that healthcare is a right. And it benefits everybody if we have a healthy society.
Now, you're one of seven candidates that's seeking the nomination from the mm-hmm. Democratic Party to run against Representative Young. That's a bunch of people.
It's
that's a crowded
unprecedented field.
Yeah, it is unprecedented. Well, we're seeing that all over. Mm-hmm. People are stepping up. As a matter of fact, I was just with Mark Smith, who is the minority leader in the Iowa House of Representatives. And I heard him say, if you were going to be contesting every single House seat in the state of Iowa, you want to run, call me and we'll get you in there. Yeah. So this is kind of an interesting time for Democrats, isn't it? What's fueling this, do you think?
Well, I think there's lots of things. There's the Me Too movement doesn't hurt. It helps. You've got social media, and then you've got a much broader support base, especially for women candidates. You're seeing a huge upswell of women candidates. The march last year certainly helped get people involved. And, you know, you see someone like Donald Trump being in charge of the country, and it's terrifying. And there's no motivator like fear.
Uh-huh.
And what he's doing to the country is it's really beyond what I could have ever imagined as far as horrid.
And so, you know, all of the pundits out there suggest that 2018 is going to be a banner year for Democrats, that they likely will take back the House, if not get very close in the Senate. There's only one vote separating the Senate Democrats and Republicans at this time, with that win in Alabama not too long mm-hmm. ago, the first time in 25 years that a Democrat has occupied that seat. What are you hearing out there in the 3rd District? And let's talk a little bit about the 3rd District before we go too far, mm-hmm. so we can geographically point that out to some folks who are – it's Polk County, south, right?
All the way south to the border. Mm-hmm.
And then all the way west to the border.
County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's 16 counties there. The biggest county, of course, would be Polk County, followed by Dallas and then Pottawatomie County. And then there's a smattering of others mm-hmm. out there. What are you hearing?
As far as what's important to people,
yeah.
People are hurting financially. Wages have been stagnant. We've got depopulation in some of our counties, a lot of our counties, anything rural. That's a problem. You've got schools closing and consolidating. That's a problem. A lot of the rural issues are also city issues. And that's what I try to convey, is that people in the rural areas are not alone. We all feel the same pain. But for whatever reason, the two areas have been kind of fighting for years. And we don't need to.
We see this at the Iowa State House all the time.
Absolutely. And I understand it. But we really do have the same issues. Healthcare is huge. And depression among farmers is enormous, and they don't have any resources to get help. There's just nowhere to get help. So these are big issues, healthcare, education. Those are the big ones that everybody's worried about. And stagnation in wages is a huge, huge problem.
Well, because there are so many rural counties in the 3rd District here in Iowa, we had a story today. There was just a new release study that optimism among the farming community is way down. You know, this is mm-hmm. going to now be the fifth year of economic downturn, especially in corn and soybean farmers. And that seems to be the majority of agriculturalists here in the state of Iowa. And so when you point to issues of economic insecurity, that's real. And there's another insecurity that's stunning in the state of Iowa. And that's food insecurity.
Yeah, astounding that we live in the richest nation in the world and people go to bed hungry. It's astounding. It's really a lot of people are paying more attention to it now because it's getting a lot more play in the press. But it's been around forever. We just didn't think of it in the same way. But absolutely, food insecurity is a travesty in this nation, in this state, where we create so much agriculture. It doesn't make sense. But as long as you have inequality in income, huge income inequality. We're going to have this problem.
Our guest is Heather Ryan, ladies and gentlemen. She is one of seven individuals vying for an opportunity to represent Iowa in Congress in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. We're going to spend the remainder of the time with Heather. And when we come back, we're going to check out what happened on the markets, if that's okay with you.
Please do.
All right. We'll find out how come the Dow just jumped all over the place today, and we will have that story. And then when we come back from the market report, we're going to get into some specific policy issues where Heather stands on a whole host of things that are impacting Iowa and the United States. It's coming up next on the Business News Hour.